As we study the Bible, we'll find that we can worship God voluntarily, any day, any place, and at any time we so choose. But we also learn from the New Testament that there is a certain day that God has set aside for each of us to come together and to worship Him. In 1 Corinthians 14:23, we find that it's a day when the whole church is to come together into one place. Every man, every woman, and every child is to assemble together to worship God. In Acts 20 and verse 7, it says, "Upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight." The day that God has set aside for all of us to come together and to worship Him is the first day of the week. It was upon the first day of the week that the disciples came together. It was upon the first day of the week that the whole church was gathered together into one place. In 1 Corinthians 16:1 and 2, the Bible says, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store, as God hath prospered him, that there be no gathering when I come." Notice that it was the custom at the church at Corinth to assemble together upon the first day of the week to perform certain acts of worship that God had given them to do. It was not just the custom of the church at Corinth, because in verse 1 we read, Paul said, "As I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye." The churches throughout all the region, the area of Galatia, were assembling also upon the first day of the week. It was also the custom of the apostles to assemble upon the first day of the week. In John chapter 20 and verse 19, the Bible says, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you." Notice that after the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, that the apostles were assembled together upon the first day of the week. If you drop down to verse 26, it says, "And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you." After 8 days is the same thing as saying 8 days later, which if we count first day of the week, it would be the next first day of the week. They were again assembled together. The word "again" indicates the same time and the same place as 1 week before. Why were they assembled upon the first day of the week? It's because that's the day that God has set aside for each of us to come together, for his disciples to be gathered together and to worship him. It's the day that he has set aside for the whole church to come together into one place and to offer praises unto him. The Hebrew writer tells us in Hebrews 10:25, "Do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." We are not to forsake the public assembly of ourselves together. We're not to forsake the assembling when the whole church comes together into one place. And if we forsake that assembling, we have forsaken the day that God has set aside for us to worship him.